afternoon. It's 4:30 and 32 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kenzie Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
We're one of a few incorporated formal friends groups attached to any of the universities in Kentucky.
The fate of the Kentucky Folk Arts Center is being decided.
The name of an 8-year-old boy killed in a Floyd County fire has been released.
Boyd County's new jailer is ready to begin work.
An investigation into the crash that killed a popular country music star has concluded.
In sports, Around meets West Carter in the final round of both boys and girls EKC tournament finals.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 24. Thursday, isolated showers after 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain and snow showers with a low around 26. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23 degrees.
The Friends of the Kentucky Folk Arts Center held a meeting Tuesday afternoon to discuss the future of the organization. The KFAC has been in limbo since the state funding for the center was cut during the 2018 regular legislative session. Moorhead State University President Dr. Jay Morgan discussed possible solutions for the funding shortfall and offered some ideas for moving forward. Morgan says the Friends group needs to put together an advisory board.
Most advisory boards have a formal group of 12 or 15, you name the number, that acts in an advisory capacity to the university, the center, and kind of guides and helps. They can then constitute as many affiliate members as they want to. The more, the better.
Morgan says they should also disband the formal corporation that governs the center.
The name of the 8-year-old boy killed in a fire Monday night in Floyd County has been released. According to WKYT, Peyton Hilton was a second grader at one of Floyd County's elementary schools. Grief counselors are at the school in case teachers or students need them. William Petrie with Kentucky State Police Post 13 says it's always difficult when someone young is killed.
Rescue efforts underway, then you find out it's a small child, and it hits home on people.
Arson investigators with KSP Post 9 and 13 are working to determine the cause of the fire.
Lexington fire crews say a father and son are safe after a house fire this morning. According to WKYT, the fire started just after 2 a.m. on Planters Court near Man O' War and Harrodsburg Road. Crews think there was a smoldering fire in the fireplace when the father and son went to bed. Officials say sometime after 2, the father woke up to the smoke alarms going off. When he walked downstairs, he saw smoke filling the bottom floor. That's when he ran upstairs and woke his son and called 911. Firefighters say they were able to contain the fire to one side of the house.
The Winchester man charged with not seeking medical assistance for his mother has been indicted for murder. The Winchester Sun reports 27-year-old Jeffrey Weiskup was arrested on October 26th, 5 days after his mother, Sheila Weiskup, had died in their apartment. Jeffrey Weiskup told police his mother had a seizure the night of the 20th, at which point he dragged her into the bedroom and closed the door. When he returned to check on her the next morning, she was dead. Jeffrey did not report his mother's death, but did tell various individuals she had died and swore them to secrecy. He is scheduled to be arraigned on Thursday.
The newly elected jailer in Boyd County says he is ready to take up the reins. Jailer Bill Hensley was sworn in Monday. He wasn't due to start for another month, but agreed to step into the position early after the resignation of John Burchett. Hensley tells WSAZ he's aware of the issues at the Boyd County Detention Center and wants to get things turned around.
I want to go from a negative to a positive. It's not a magic wand. You can't go in here and just automatically fix everything right now. To fix this jail, we need policies in place, and what we need is also training and accountability. That's why I ran for this position, because I think this is an area that I can use my knowledge and expertise to correct.
The jail has faced a series of problems in the past 2 years, including multiple escapes, overdoses, inmate deaths, and a riot.
The National Transportation Safety Board has released its final report on a helicopter crash that killed a country star and Kentucky native. KNN's Haley Hansen has more.
Troy Gentry was killed last year when the helicopter he was on went down in New Jersey. In its final report, the NTSB says pilot error following an engine maintenance problem caused the helicopter to crash. The pilot allegedly went against suggestions for a run-on landing, opting instead to cut the engine and attempt to glide in. Gentry, a Lexington native, was one half of the award-winning duo Montgomery Gentry. He was 50 years old. I'm Haley Hansen.
A lawsuit filed by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul against his Bowling Green neighbor is moving forward. According to WYMT, Rene Boucher pleaded guilty to assaulting the senator over a brush pile. Boucher says the senator was provoking him.
You know, to intentionally aggravate me, I lost it and became irate.
A trial has been set of the civil suit for next month.
Getting ready to enter his fourth term, Congressman Thomas Massey is reflecting on his tenure so far. Massey has served as Kentucky's 4th District Representative since 2012, but this will be the first time he has served in a Democrat-controlled House. Still, Massey tells Spectrum News he won't be changing his stance when it comes to big spending.
When I came to Congress 6 years ago, the first thing I did was put a debt clock on the wall out there in my lobby. It was $16 trillion. Now it's over $21 trillion. And what I tell people back home who think maybe I vote against too much spending is if I voted no too much on the spending bills and that the debt has gone down too much, let me know.
However, Massey says he is a supporter of President Trump's proposed border wall, which comes with a $5 billion price tag.
The Round County Senior High School Science Club is hosting its annual Cookies with Santa event tomorrow from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the high school. Organizers for the event are hoping to have a large turnout like they have in the past. Melissa Jenkins, a science teacher at the high school, says there will be fun activities for students to enjoy.
They will be decorating cookies, making an ornament. They'll have hot cocoa. They'll listen to stories. We have a live band that will be playing brass instruments, and the Round County Band will be playing as well. And then we have wagon rides from Little Reindeer that will be riding students in a wagon up and down the hallways. We also have a coloring station, and they will be making reindeer chow.
Tickets are $10 at the door, and all proceeds will support Science Club education and incentives.
Cats Meow Feline Fosters is hosting a bucket brigade this Saturday. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
Volunteers are needed for Cats Meow Feline Fosters Bucket Brigade this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. The nonprofit was formed to help homeless and injured cats and kittens in the Round County area. Volunteers for the event must be at least 18 years old and should dress for winter weather. They will be collecting donations at the 32 in Main Street during the event. For more information, send a message to the Cats Meow Feline Fosters Facebook page. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
We'll have sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Hello, good day to you for WMKY Sports. I'm Tanner Boyd reporting. The Round County basketball teams are preparing to face off with West Carter Thursday night for the final round of the EKC tournament in Morgan County. The Lady Vikings are coming off a 64-41 victory over Lewis County on Monday night. Coach Matt Stokes says the Gals in Green will need to keep up their intensity to keep their winning record.
I watched West Carter and Russell play before our game the other night, and the intensity that both teams played with, I told our girls I didn't think we were there yet. The second quarter of our game, they showed me the intensity that I was hoping we would be seeing already. So I'm hoping after them watching that game and then getting into our game, they understand how hard they had to play all the time.
The Lady Vikings will continue regular season play with Menifee on the road next Tuesday. Game time for that matchup is 6 p.m. The Rowan boys team will face off with the Comets in Morgan County Thursday night. The Vikings are coming off a 67-64 victory over Lewis County Tuesday night. Coach Sean Thacker says he was happy to see so much progress from his young team.
We did some things better that were a concern. You know, defensively, I felt like we were better than we were the other night. We definitely were much better on the glass. Did a really good job. We played a lot of zone for the first time the other night. We did a really good job of rebounding out of our zone.
Tip-off for the Vikings in the Comets is set for 8 p.m. Rowan heads to the Peggy Moore Memorial Classic at Breathitt County on Saturday for a 5:30 matchup with Estill County. An assistant coach for the Moorhead State men's basketball team is receiving honors. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has more.
Scott Combs, in his first year as an assistant coach, has been selected to the 2019 Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame Silver Anniversary Team. Each year, the Hall of Fame selects an elite group who finished their high school careers 25 years prior. Combs, along with the other honorees, will be part of a ceremony on March 20th at the Hall of Fame. Combs was a standout at Paoli High School, where he was named first-team All-State by three outlets following the 1994 season and earned All-State honors by four outlets as a junior as well. He was on the 1994 Indiana All-Star team and was the leading scorer in the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Game Series. Combs set the school record with 1,958 career points, ranking him 31st all-time in the state. He was the runner-up for Indiana Mr. Basketball in 1994. His AAU career resulted in him being named All-American six times, and Combs is one of the select few who has played and coached in both the NCAA and NIT tournaments. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The University of Louisville's new football coach is settling in. Scott Satterfield was officially announced as the school's new coach yesterday, but before wrapping up his first day on the job, Satterfield addressed the U of L football Facebook page, expressing his excitement to become a Cardinal.
Okay, let me just say it's a privilege and an honor to be your head coach here at the University of Louisville. We are extremely excited about being here. We can't wait to get started. We're going to need each and every one of you to fill this stadium. We're going to do it together. We're going to need everybody to support our football team. We got great student athletes. We're going to have a great staff. We can't get ready to get started.
Satterfield comes to Louisville from Appalachian State, where he led the Mountaineers to a 51-24 record with three bowl wins in six seasons. And that's a check of sports reporting for WMKY. I'm Tanner Boyd.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from MSPR staff Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Chaz Jenkins, Haley Stidham, Logan Pemberton, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Jack Cottle, and KNN's Haley Hansen. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Kinsey Thompson for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered, right after this.